The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
All right, Kevin McCullough. Take a listen to this.
No one knows who I am. Put your head on my chest, and I'm Mr. Success.
Now, see, how can you not have a better morning listening to the chairman? I mean, it's just, it doesn't get any better than that. And so when Matt was asking me last week, he's like, Kev, what kind of bumpers do you want to play? Like, I don't know, there's some sort of weird thing, Carol, that takes place when the subs come in and they're like, ah, we get the show to ourselves for a day. And I'm as a former program director of stations, I am so against that. When you have a fill-in, the fill-in's job is not to ever try to outshine the host. The fill-in's job is to kindly steward the audience to voraciously wait for the host's return and keep them. Keep their interest and keep them coming. So you can't do, like, opposite day. When the host is gone, you can't just play all speed metal when you're a Sinatra station.
Although, can I just be anti-Frank Morano? Just disagree with
everybody's anti-Frank.
Disagree
Morano.
With everything he's ever said.
No. And you don't. That's the complex thing about Frank. You would agree with half of him all the time. Mm-hmm. It just would change constantly. But if you've got a normally really affable host, you can't be punchy with the callers and be like, okay, get to the point. Like, what are you saying? Uh-huh. Especially if they're used to going, hey, you know, you're welcome here. There should be anyway, we're not doing opposite day today.
Yeah.
We're going to play a lot of Sinatra today.
I love Sinatra.
And we're going to take calls. And if you disagree, you're going to get to go to the front of the line. We're going to have so much fun. And part of that fun includes talking to the actual host of his own show. Joe Piscopo is back from Italy. Good morning, sir.
Well, I'm back from Florence and back from Il Duomo. And I'm back at the hotel now. And thanks for sitting in, Kevin. We're out here now. And I'll tell you what, everybody's so nice, but it's easier, I think, getting a cab in New York than it is in Florence.
Wow.
I'll tell you that. Mm-hmm. No, listen, I go after we chatted, I'm looking at this beautiful, beautiful, this monumental structure, you know, built in the name of Jesus, you know, and I'm going wow, this is great. I'm going, okay, I'll get a nice cab home. And he won't wait. Just, if you're in southern Italy, I was at Sorrento and I had a cab driver. I was on the air telling you about it. And when I was in the, and I said, hey, could you stay with me? You know, would you just stay? I said, aspetta, per favore. They would wait for you, but not so much in Florence. You know, I think they have a little bit of a snootier attitude. So the cab driver, you know what I'm saying? So finally I got one guy and I said, he took me right to the hotel. It was great. So I overtipped him. So he was very happy. I'm very happy. But we're back. We're here. And then we're coming home. Wednesday, we're going to be live. You know, what's great about this trip, guys, is that Debbie is with us and Frankie is with us. So we have all but Al Gattulo of the morning show with us in Italy. And Debbie has been, I must say, such a joy. And Kevin, you know how great she is. And Carol, I don't know if you know Debbie Duhaime. She's such a joy. We've gone everywhere, all throughout Italy. And everybody loves Debbie Duhaime. So we had such a good time. And Frankie's actually enjoyed himself, which I don't know that I've ever seen that. Usually it's all news all the time. Mm-hmm. You give Frank Morano 22 minutes, he'll give you the world, you know?
Well, Joe, I'm just wondering if, because his mom is on the trip, if you've been able to curb the whiskey intake in the evenings a little bit.
Negative on that. Negative on that. Frank. He'll tell you when we talk on Wednesday. He's had a glow about him. I don't know if it's a joy to be in the homeland or it's, I think it's the wine. That's what I think it is. No, he's been having a great time. I got to tell you though, I have to give a shout out to to the folks that went on the trip with us, because, you know, we sold out in a matter of hours with Barilo.
Right.
And also, Kevin, I got to mention, this call is brought to you by the Columbus Citizens Foundation.
Ah, yes.
Helping, oh my gosh, our friends at the Columbus Citizens Foundation, Angelo Bibolo and John and Marion and all the great, Frank Fusaro and all the great folks over there helping the Italian Americans since 1944, helping, I mean, creating scholarships for students who couldn't go to school otherwise. Mm-hmm. Columbus Citizens Foundation, we appreciate it. And then all the good folks, Janice and Deanna and Steve Perillo and Linda, Steve's sister, they have been so nice. Everybody on this trip to a person have been so nice. And this was a rigorous tour, guys. We went up. We took a train to Venice. Then we walked through Venice and it's as crowded as I've ever seen it. And then people still went. Debbie went on the, by the way, the inside line, the gossip, Debbie met a gondola guy named Sergio. I'm just saying, I don't know if she's coming back or not.
What's the over-under on that, Joe? What's the over-under?
I don't know. Hi, Bibi. I'm on the phone. We're talking to, hello, Camille. We have our great friends here. Good to see you. I'll be right with you. We're taking off. We're going to the Tuscany region just to look at that, and then we're out of here on tomorrow. But see, look at these. I'm watching these folks, these gals and these guys and these couples, and they came out, and they're like troopers. I mean, troopers. And we're going all over. I can't keep up with these folks. So we thank Perillo for doing such a great job and just having such a great
Well, Joe,
job.
Can I compliment you on something real quick? I'm living vicariously through your Instagram, right? So you're posting every day. And friends, if you're not following Joe on Instagram, you should do that, because he's got literally a beautiful virtual tour. And I really am starting to worry about you, sir, because I've done listener trips. Like I've been with listeners in Israel, and we almost got to France one year, not quite. But I've been in your situation and kind of played host on the bus and all that kind of stuff. I noticed that everybody on the bus looks like, you know, the normal tourists. They're wearing their jeans and their sweater jackets, and they're just being tourists on the bus. And Carol, I got to say, I think I'm concerned about Joe, because I think he's been sleeping in his suits or something. But at like 7 a.m. in the morning, he looks like he does when he's on Fox News. He's got the pocket square. He is perfectly coiffed. I think he's even got his TV makeup on before he does his Instagram thing in the morning.
He's a style icon. He can't not represent while he's in Italy.
But he's on a bus. Like, still, it's okay. He could be forgiven for not wearing a tie.
I have to tell you,
I'm fully in support, Joe.
I have to tell you what happened. That, and I know which video you're talking about. We went to, and I don't. We talked about it last week, but we went to my grandfather's hometown, Prato da Sera.
Yes, yes.
Provincio di Avellino. So you know what? And it's great that you bring that up, because actually, as I talk to you now, I've got these. I'm just as casual could be, and people even comment.
I don't believe it. You're going to have to post a selfie for me to believe it. I don't
Send
believe
a pic.
It.
I have to do it. Hi, guys. New York says hello. Everybody's coming in. And we're talking to Kevin McCullough on the radio. Great to see you. Oh, what a great group. We are blessed. We are absolutely blessed with the folks on this trip. It's been great. So they're thinking, now, am I wearing a suit now? Will you tell them I'm not wearing a suit now? A little stylish outfit. God bless you for saying that. I actually have sneakers on. When have you seen me with sneakers on, Kevin?
Never. Well, no, I take that back. When we played softball that one time with Frank.
Yeah, So now they go, Joe, and this was meticulously worked out by the Perillo folks.
Yes.
They got me to Prato da Sera. Now, that's a small little town in the province of Avellino, and we went up into the mountains. Now, we have to take a bus trip for an hour or so, and everybody went. Kevin, this is what I love about folks kind enough to listen to us, you in the afternoon, me in the morning, and just they went. They wanted to see Joe in his hometown in Prato da Sera, and we went. And as we went there to see all my relatives, I put a shirt and tie on. And now everybody indeed was cat, but I just, out of respect for my grandfather,
sure,
I put a shirt and tie on, and I went to City Hall. And darn, when we pulled up on this big bus with like 100 Americans from AM 970, The Answer, and we got out, they all greeted us, and I think it was the right thing to do. So, and then walking the streets, and I know you saw that, they gave me a plaque, they gave me a recognition, and I just kept thinking about how hard my grandparents worked to get there to America, you know. So mm-hmm. I put a tie on there. I did text Deanna on Pearl Tour. I said, "Should I wear a black tie? Should I wear a black tie?" But she nixed that. She said, "Just wear a regular tie, you know." So that worked out great. But I am casual now. Hello. Hi. Hi, concierge. I got another staring at me because I'm talking too loud. Sorry. I'm an obnoxious American. Hey, Carol, let me ask you. Carol, can I ask you a question? Your name with a K, correct?
Yes. K? Yes. I was born in Russia. So they misspelled my name. Yeah.
And Hillary named her an asset last week. So that's.
We're all assets, Kevin.
That's right.
We're all Russian spies now.
My sister Carol with a C. I noticed that with a K. Kevin, you're doing a great job on the show. I appreciate it, man. We're having fun. I'm going to check in with you. We are off to Tuscany. And then I have to tell you, though, the glory of all that is if you're Italian. And and Kevin, you're Irish. I mean, the McCulloughs, that's an Irish.
Right. Well, Scott and Irish mixed, yeah.
All right. You got to go. Have you been to Ireland, my friend?
No.
You see, Carol, you see this guy?
Yeah,
over here?
I don't know.
But see, here's the thing. I've been to Africa. I've been to Haiti. I've been to, I've done missionary work all these places. I've been to Israel several times.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to Europe. I've been through a lot of different countries. I just haven't been to Ireland or Italy. I've missed out on the eyes.
Ireland's beautiful, but Italy's great.
Yeah.
And just being from this country, it's been in the south was great. So we did Sorrento, we did all over. It was great. And yes, and we went to a did you see on Instagram where I watched someone hand make ricotta?
Mm.
This girl Mirella, she made handmade ricotta. So it was just amazing.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up actually, because you've got a homework assignment for the 8 o'clock hour.
To bring some home?
No. So Carol was the first co-host we had for the Dining Out shows. And she's a foodie in addition to being a very talented writer for the New York Post. And what I would like to know is, next hour, is how do you describe or compare the breakfast items from, say, the region of Italy where your family's from versus like where you're at this morning? Are there differences in the diet? You know, like in the States, they eat grits in the South, but they don't eat them in the North.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
what's some of the yeah, distinctives yeah. of the breakfast menu? Because I know breakfast is a big thing for Mr. Piscopo. He never goes, he never misses breakfast. Every day he powers through breakfast.
I know you're asking, is there French toast? The answer is negative.
But did you take your?
Do they call it Italian toast?
No, you know, Carol. What they do, they give you. I swear to goodness, a loaf of bread with a knife, and then they have like espresso, and that's
yeah. Espresso. But it's unlike any bread you get in the States.
Oh yeah, and some jam.
Yeah, no, and it's pretty similar. It's pretty similar throughout Italy. It's a great question, Kevin. It's pretty similar. It's cheese. It's Italian bread, and it's very very strong espresso.
What's the last thing you ate?
I had the bread with, and they put the marmalade on it,
mm-hmm.
and then I had a double espresso, and that was it. That's your breakfast, you know. But they put a nice spread at the hotel. The way the Perilla folks do it is, but that's pretty similar throughout all of Italy. But it's what I don't like the North is I'm not a creamy kind of Italian guy. I like the marinara, you know. I like the red sauce. I'm a bit more of a southern
right.
guy. Mm-hmm. So that distinct difference in that. But you know where you could solve it all? You just go to Michael's of Brooklyn.
Oh, that's right. That place.
Actually, your commercial came on, Joe, a little bit earlier, and Carol goes, wait a second, I go to Michael's of Brooklyn all the time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
I love Michael's.
Oh, Carol's great.
Yeah, I'm from Brooklyn.
Oh, my God. We love. There's a lot of Brooklyn folks here. Kevin, I appreciate it. Keep up the great work. Keep the fight, my friend, because I'm watching. I'll say it one more time, if I may, to you listening, and we appreciate you checking in on the Piscopo Show with Kevin and Carol and Matt Sambolin's producing, of course, this morning. I'll tell you, from afar, America is the numero uno and doing great. And as they say in Italian, tutto in ordine. Everything's in order. Everything's great. Don't believe all of that. They try to pull you one way or the other. They try to divide us. We are not divided. We are not a divided people. And may we all come together on the morning show and on The Answer every single day in New York. Because I'm telling you, I'm so proud of my heritage. I'm so proud to be an American, and it shines when you step away from the country and you can really see how great we are. So thanks for fighting the fight, Kevin McCullough. God bless. Godspeed, my friend.
All right. Joe Piscopo, live from Italy. He'll be back with us top of next hour as well. And again, the Columbus, I forgot the name of the organization already, Matt. It's the Columbus
Citizens Foundation.
There we go. And, I'm surprised that Mayor de Blasio hasn't tried to spike that organization. Or Mrs. de Blasio. Like whoever,
give him a chance.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right. Oh well, Columbus's name is on it. Let's tear it down. Anyway, all right, we got a lot to get to, but we do need to check traffic. It is mornings, and you got to know where to go. Here's Brandy Scott.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Packed ride on the Staten Island Expressway, making your way eastbound. Watch out for a crash over by Clove Road. That's got you solid as you make your way toward the inbound Verrazano. Still very heavy on the inbound Gowanus. Accident by 7th Avenue. That's got you jammed from around 98th Street. Going to need some extra time on the BQE westbound, moving between the Kosciuszko Bridge and the Williamsburg Bridge. We do have a crash on the Deegan. It's southbound right by Willis Ave. That's got you solid heading into that area. Bronxville Parkway on the southbound side, very heavy, moving between 233rd Street and 177th. Inbound at your Hudson River crossings, crash on the upper level by the tolls, just cleared out of the way. Cost you 45 minutes there at the George. Inbound Lincoln and Holland, 20 to 30 each. Alternate side in effect. This report is sponsored by Sylvania Automotive. It's headlight savings time again, which means the darkest nights of the year are here. And if you can't remember the last time you changed your headlights, it's time to switch to whiter, brighter Sylvania bulbs. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by AP Book. For more than a year, the whole of Vermont was captivated by the hunt for a runaway golden retriever. Read Catching Murphy, the latest book from the Associated Press, available now exclusively at Amazon.com.
You know, everybody within the sound of my voice knows about New York's famed and historic Columbus Day Parade. It's the world's largest of Italian-American culture and heritage. Let me pull back the curtain just a bit, if I may, and tell you about the tremendous organization that makes this all possible. It's the Columbus Citizens Foundation. Its roots go back to 1944 through the foresight of two extraordinary men, Judge Samuel DeFalco and Generoso Pope. The Columbus Citizens Foundation is dedicated to promoting Italian-American heritage, focusing on its philanthropic endeavors. The foundation has distributed more than $35 million in assisting Italian-American students over the last 30 years. In the coming school year, the foundation is providing assistance to over 700 students. Today, the Columbus Citizens Foundation has earned the reputation as one of the most prestigious Italian-American organizations in the country. If you are moved and would like to get involved or contribute to its scholarship program and help kids, please call 212-249-9923 or go to columbuscitizensfd.org, 212-249-9923 or columbuscitizensfd.org.
Hi, AM 970 listeners, Steve Adubato here. Join me tonight to hear my compelling conversations with the movers, shakers, and newsmakers of our time.
I'm an equal American just like you are.
People call me because they feel nobody's paying attention.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The parent company of Louis Vuitton wants to take over Tiffany. The Wall Street Journal says LVMH is offering an all-cash takeover worth $14.5 billion. Tiffany is one of the world's leaders in the global jewelry business. It has more than 300 stores around the world, though it has been struggling with weaker sales growth for years. British-based bank HSBC says its profits slumped 24% in its summer quarter. The company plans to remodel weaker units of the company. It's also planning to sell its retail bank in France. However, HSBC says the bank's business in Asia held up well despite protests in Hong Kong and the U.S.-China trade dispute. On Friday, the Dow was up 152, NASDAQ added 57, the S&P was up 12. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Real travel is life-changing. With Trafalgar, you'll discover the best way to travel and connect with the culture, people, and places you visit. You'll travel with the freedom to discover and the confidence to explore. With over 300 trips on all 7 continents, you get real experiences that you won't find elsewhere. These are just a few of the greatest travel stories you'll ever tell. Save up to 10% on trips. Terms and conditions apply. Visit your travel agent or trafalgar.com. Trafalgar, simply the best.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point Software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point Software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. Vantage Point is making its exclusive market forecast process available to you for free when you text MONEY to 411-411. That's MONEY to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
I just looked quickly to see who was texting me. I never text and drive.
I was just changing my music. My eyes never left the road, I swear.
He was just there. He came out of nowhere in the middle of the block. Is he going to be okay?
Drivers and pedestrians, see and be seen. The instant you stop paying attention could be the instant you'll always regret.
A message from the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee and the New York State Departments of Health and Transportation.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the Smart Way to Buy. .com. That's the smartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Time after time, I told myself, I've got nothing to lose.
Good morning, AM 970, The Answer. It's the Joe Piscopo Show. Kevin McCullough and Carol Markowitz in for Joe and Frank today. Matt Sambolin behind the board. Producer Charlie doing an admirable job, as always, filling the big shoes of the behind the scenes that Frank normally fills. And we've got phone lines open for your calls, 877-970-2999. Anything we talk about this morning is on the table, 877-970-2999. Coming up yet, before we're done today, Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, who was an original member of Delta Force. Like, when it was created, he was one of the first guys. He's going to join us to go behind the scenes of that kill on Baghdadi in Syria yesterday or late Saturday night, whenever it took place. Mike Gallagher is going to be here. He's going to break down some of the top stories of the morning. We'll get a preview of what he's got coming up from 10 to 1 today. And then the journalist, how do I put this? My journalism crush, Kim Strassel, the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah, I love Kim.
She on Russia collusion, she had sources in places that I didn't even know there were places. And what she was able to report was unlike most of the rest of the mainstream media because of that. She writes the Potomac Watch column for the Journal. Anyway, she's going to join. She's got a brand new book out called Resistance, and we'll get into all of that. And take your calls, 877-970-2999, as we go through the morning. Also, don't forget, coming up this Friday, the president's son, Donald J. Trump Jr., Kimberly Guilfoyle, A.J. Katsimatidis, Nicole Malliotakis, Shel Farley, Mike Gasali, and Fernando Cabrera are all scheduled to join me for the next edition of Dining Out Dialogues. We're going to be at Bobby Vann's, 230 Park Avenue in Midtown. I don't know if there are any seats left. I've not gotten an update. But if you want to make a reservation, you need to do that now. 212-867-5490. 212-867-5490. Because it's going to be standing room only. And if you make dinner reservations, you can actually grab a table. But it is going to be a packed house. And we are looking forward to being there, and I hope that you will come. It's also going to be a Toys for Tots drop-off. Mm. So I don't know if you do the Toys for Tots thing, but I know that people that do it are very, very committed to it. We had a Toys for Tots event last year, and we only had, like, I don't know, 50 people show up. But there were, like, 6,000 toys that they donated.
Yeah.
It was really amazing. Anyway, that's coming up this Friday. More information, to get your reservation, 212-867-5490. Now, there's also a restaurant event taking place tomorrow night at a place that I think we're taking the Dining Out Dialogues to in January of next year, at the Hunt and Fish Club here in Manhattan. And, Carol, you're a foodie.
Yeah.
You and I have dinner together about once a year.
We try for more, but
we've got six kids between the two of us.
A lot
and
of kids.
Our spouses are friends, and everybody has a good time, but we get babysitters and actually get to be grown-ups for a night. And we always try to pick some cool food location, because you or my bride have usually scoped
we're
out
cool,
someplace.
Right.
Yeah, and it's amazing. Now, you were saying that you have heard fantastic things about Hunt and Fish, but that you have not yet been there.
That's right.
All right. Well, tomorrow night, you might want to go.
Yeah.
And we'll find out a little bit more. Nelson Braff is the owner proprietor of Hunt and Fish. He's got some other owners that you may have also heard of. Hunt and Fish is a place to see and be seen in Manhattan. Nelson, good morning. It's good to have you on the Joe Piscopo Show with Calvin McCullough and Carol Markowitz.
Good morning, guys. Thank you.
Nelson, you were with us at the Dining Out Dialogues at David Burke's place, Ventanas in Fort Lee, just a few days ago, and you just opened my eyes and the listeners to this radio station's eyes about something that I was not even aware was an issue or was even occurring, and you called it Yahad in Unum. And I thought
the organization. Yeah,
you got to roll the chah.
I see. This is my Hebrew is very bad.
Yachad.
Uh-huh. But Nelson.
Good job, Carol.
Well, you know, she has an advantage over me,
right,
in actually being Jewish. But Nelson, talk to us for people that weren't listening that day. Set the background for why this event tomorrow night is important and what you're hoping to accomplish.
Okay, so a few years ago, I was watching a 60 Minutes episode. The reporter was Lara Logan, who has since become a good friend of mine. And the story was about a French priest. The episode was called The Hidden Holocaust. It was about a French priest who, with the permission of the Pope, since I believe 2005 or 2006, something like that, has been traveling through Eastern Europe, finding the unmarked mass graves of primarily the Jewish people who were murdered by the Nazis during the Holocaust. And we've all seen the black and white photos of the giant ditches where they would kill the people or not kill them and just throw them into the ditches and then cover up the ditches. And that was immediately prior to their creating the concentration camps. Essentially, the camps were created because, frankly, they weren't killing Jewish people fast enough, and the Nazi soldiers were starting to put up some resistance. So the story goes, because it was very personal, having to kill people who hadn't done anything, whereas the gas chambers were very impersonal. Well, apparently after the war, after the Allied forces won the war, liberated the camps, Israel was created, nobody had ever gone back to those unmarked graves, of which there are thousands and thousands of them. And the people who were killed have been lying in those graves unrecognized since, 75 years ago.
Hmm.
At some point late in my teens, early 20s, I guess, my dad, who was a soldier and actually was one of the people who liberated a camp, told me that that's where the bulk of our family was. Most didn't make it to the camps. They were killed in those ditches on the Poland-Russia border. Father Patrick Dubois had a calling, and this is all in the 60 Minutes episode, which you could find on YouTube and on the organization's website. The whole piece is like 10 or 11 minutes. he had a calling that those people were calling out to him. We forgot about them. So the priest has a group of people. They go to the villages, mostly where the Jewish people live. There were good records of where the Jews lived. And they look for townspeople who were alive during the war. And they ask them, where are the bodies? And they point to the mass graves. They record all the witnesses. They uncover the graves. They say Kaddish, which is the Jewish prayer for the deceased. Dead. And then they fill them back in because you don't move bodies in the religion. They don't mark the graves because they don't want vandalism, but they do send the coordinates of where these graves are to Yad Vashem, which is the Holocaust Museum in Israel. I was stunned watching this. They would call the stories of what condition the... Unlike a coffin, when if you're in a coffin, I guess whatever happens to you, your bones fall to the bottom. When you're in these ditches, you're essentially a foundation. Everything fills in around you, so there's no place for you to fall. So whatever position you were in when they threw you in, that's the position that you remain in. So the father on the 60 Minutes episode was stating how you still have the bones of the mother still hugging the bones of the child who they were holding when they were put in the dishes.
So, Nelson, do they try to identify who these people were?
I believe the answer is recently, yes. The other question I'm going to ask the father tomorrow night at the restaurant when we host this little event for him is, do they try to find the families? And I don't know the answer. He said sometimes, like, you'd see people with their mouth open, filled with the sand, and they were screaming for help, and the sand filled in their mouth. The villagers would say that for 2 or 3 days the earth would move, and then it would stop. So essentially what that meant was that they were being buried alive and they were trying to dig out. And after 2 or 3 days, they were all dead. So when I watched this, I couldn't believe that, like, oh, yeah, like, we've all seen those pictures. I never did. I imagine you guys never did. So, like, whatever happened to those people? Right. And the answer is nothing. They were ignored for 75 years. And some of those people are my relatives.
My grandmother was in Belarus, and her two brothers disappeared, and we never heard what happened to them. They're not in any records from the Holocaust, so I assume this is what happened to them as well.
Yeah, that's probably right. In the camps, they would have probably had a record.
Exactly, right.
And so, as it turned out, sometime after seeing that, I didn't really remember that. I mean, I remember the episode. If you'd watch it, you'd see it's not something you'd forget very easily. But I was at a conference that one of my restaurant partners, you might know the name, Anthony Scaramucci, puts on every year called the SALT Conference. It's a hedge fund finance thing. And I was sort of back behind the main stage, and I became friendly with a reporter, Laura Logan. I hadn't remembered that it was her piece because I, like with all 60-minute pieces, I remember the story, but not the reporter.
Right.
They're sort of interchangeable. And although she probably wouldn't like hearing me say fast forward a few months after that, my dad passed away at 90, almost 92. And a few months after that, I got a call from Lara. She was coming to the restaurant. Like, okay, are we going to have dinner? She said, no, I'm actually coming with a priest. I'm like, I'm sure there's a joke in there somewhere. The Jewish kid, the attractive reporter, and the priest all go out to dinner. As it turned out, I sat with them for a few minutes. It turned out it was this priest, Father Dubois. And I said, look, this is fairly random that I'd be watching this 60 Minutes episode. I would then become friendly with Lara Logan, and I would then have she and the priest sitting with me in the restaurant. And I took it as a sign that I need to try to help them.
Yeah, it sounds like a divine appointment to me.
Yeah.
Nelson, I appreciate you being willing to tell the story and everything else. So explain to Joe's listeners how they can be part of tomorrow night and what you're doing to further assist the work of Father Patrick Dubois.
what they need is every mission he goes on to find another series of graves. He's found thus far like 17,000. He has a team, and of course, like any other charity, there's expenses. He said each time he goes on a mission to Eastern Europe, it's about $100,000 to $150,000 U.S. dollars. So what I'm trying to do is two things. One is obviously raise money for him. So I'm hosting a cocktail party where I'm not charging people to come in. They can come meet him, and if they're so moved, contribute. I'm not charging, nothing like that. Although I do need to know if anyone wants to come, because we could only have so many people.
Right.
And I'm hoping that people come and want to help out. Additionally, because of the increased awareness of anti-Semitism or increased anti-Semitism around the world and everywhere, so I'm also trying to have this message get out that without getting political, I sense a Holocaust minimization.
Mm-hmm.
Holocaust denial has always been around, and it's anti-Semitic and everything else, but it's not going to change. But more and more you're hearing that the Holocaust wasn't only about Jews, and certainly other people died, but it really was about Jews, that it was part of World War II. No, it wasn't. It was about a ethnic cleansing. And I wanted to the story of what was really going on to again be revisited 75 years later.
Yeah.
It started to become, I don't know if softer is the right word, but I'll use it for now. But it's definitely taken on a different life in many circles. And again, I have my own reasons in my head that are sort of political mm-hmm. based, but I'm not going to get into that. But what is clear is when you hear detention centers compared to concentration camps, and I don't want to get political, and I'm not defending detention centers, but in my mind, that's a minimization of
absolutely.
The Holocaust.
Yeah.
Well, Nelson, if people want to come, how do they do they make reservations at the Hunt and Fish?
No. Although I'd be very happy if they stay and have dinner after. It's at from 4:30 to 6:30 tomorrow. The easiest way to come is to just send me a email.
Okay.
And I'll put it in touch with the right people, because the actual email address is sort of complicated. But the easier email address is Nelson, N-E-L-S-O-N, at HFCNYC, Hunt and Fish Club, New York City. Nelson at HFCNYC.com. And just tell me, you know, that you want to come and how many and all of that, and I'll send it over to the organization to put on the list. Additionally, anyone who wants to learn more about it could go to www.yahadinunum.org. That's YAHADINUNUM.org. And in translated, Yahad is together, in unum, like in e pluribus unum, is as one. And so it's a combination of languages that mean together as
yeah.
one.
Nelson Braff of Hunt and Fish Club, we're grateful to be doing a dining out show with you coming in January, but I'm very moved by this. I want people to respond. Friends, if this touches you, Carol, you were telling me off air about your relatives. Maybe you listening have relatives that you're wondering what has happened. Maybe this is a passion for you. Please come out and support what Nelson's doing tomorrow, and send that email to Nelson at HFCNYC, Nelson at HFCNYC. And Nelson Braff, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. And we're on West 44th between 6th and Broadway, so we're right in the middle of Manhattan, so we're really easy to get to.
Yeah, no, that's true. All right, Nelson, thank we look you. Forward to seeing you soon. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, guys.
We're late
it.
For traffic. Absolutely, our pleasure. We're late for traffic and news. Let's check out all of it with Brandy Scott.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
It's 57 degrees under mostly cloudy skies. What's going on? We have the answer. Several New York City officials are calling for an investigation following a brawl between teenagers and NYPD officers in a Brooklyn subway station. Some Brooklyn residents are questioning if the incident was handled appropriately.
I know teenagers can be really unruly sometimes, but I don't think the police handle it really well.
It was like a barroom brawl there. It's like everyone was fighting.
The brawl began after officers responded to a fight between two large groups at the J Street Metro Tech Station at around 2 o'clock on Friday afternoon. The incident was caught on camera and shows several people resisting arrest and an officer and a teenager exchanging blows. Community members are mourning the death of 14-year-old Amir Griffin, who was shot and killed on a basketball court in Queens over the weekend. Noam Layden has the latest.
Amir's high school basketball coach, just one of the many who can't believe the teenager's dead.
He was a sponge. He wanted to know, coach, how could I get better at my jump shot? How could I help my handle? He says, okay, I'll see you on Monday. But I realize now Monday's coming and I'm never going to see him again.
Amir shot and killed on a basketball court Saturday night in Jamaica. Cops have made no arrests, but have released surveillance video of two men running from the court after the bullets flew.
In sports, in the NFL, both New York teams lost. The Jets were defeated 29-15 at Jacksonville, and the Giants were bested by Detroit 31-26. Major League Hockey, the Rangers lost to the Bruins 7-4, and the Islanders defeated the Flyers 5-3. And Game 5 of the World Series went to the Astros 7-1. Checking traffic, solid ride on the West Side Highway heading southbound. Watch out for an accident involving a motorcycle over by 125th Street. We've got a crash on the inbound Gowanus right by 7th Avenue. Stop and go ride from 92nd Street. Checking weather, mix of sun and clouds this afternoon, close to about 67 degrees. And now you know what's going on. I'm Brandi Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillows at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport. Whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran, Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Join me and the son of our president, Donald Trump Jr., on November the 1st at the next Dining Out Dialogues. We'll be at Bobby Vann's at Park Avenue from 3 to 6 p.m. Join us. Call Bobby Vann's for reservations today.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Answer.com. Good luck.
National competition for your business is eating away at your customer base.
Like digital marketing minions swallowing your customers one by one.
You need Salem Surround. When a customer does a search, they need to find your business, not the competition. Your contact information needs to be accurate and all over the web. You need the right tools to turn visitors into leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. SurroundNewYork.com, connecting you with new customers.
Joe Piscopo telling you about Balance of Nature, fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. Balance of Nature is natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. A daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel great. People report their skin looks better. They have a lot more energy. It's time to improve the quality of your life. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself, please. Balance of Nature is now offering a 35% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This offer may end anytime soon, so don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge. 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Please use the discount code The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
AM 970, The Answer, the Joe Piscopo Show. Kevin McCullough, Carol Markowitz in for the vacationing. Well, not vacationing. I guess, is it a vacation? I don't know. Did he have to take work time to do this? I'm not sure. That's all contract negotiations. That's Jerry Crowley's area. It's not ours. Anyway, he's in Italy. He'll be back with us at the top of the hour. But I want to go next to Washington, D.C., because the executive vice president for the Family Research Council is retired Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, who on his Twitter page indicates that he was an original member of Delta Force. And that's significant because of what happened this weekend when we killed Mr. al-Baghdadi. General, it's good to have you back with Kevin McCullough this time on Joe's show.
Hey, it's great to be with you, Kevin.
Take us behind the scenes. How did this go down on Saturday night? The president said it was a two-week minimum kind of planning process. I saw another report that said it took about 5 months of strategic logistics. What went into the successful execution of finding and eliminating this terrorism leader?
Yeah, you know, it was a combined effort. Not only did it include certainly an incredible effort by the CIA, but I think that our allies, the intelligence services of Iraq, were certainly contributor to this. And it was not a single source of intelligence. But the key thing here was human intelligence. And so they had some people that were on the ground that had been recruited over time. And I can assure you, Kevin, they've been watching this for some time, because going after a single person at a single moment in time and a single target is probably the most difficult of all the operations that they do, simply because a person can move fairly quickly. So this was a great operation, but it was definitely a combined element. I'm very proud of these guys, because I was part of them, both the Rangers and the Delta Force. But I think we've got to give a lot of credit to the intelligence folks, because these guys, they are totally dependent upon knowing where this individual is at a given time. And that worked out just perfectly.
Hi, General. What does this kind of kill do to the just the mentality of the group? Like, does it devastate them, or do we still have to be on, you know,
you're talking about
on
ISIS.
Top, yeah, ISIS, yeah, on ISIS, top notice, yeah, against them?
Well, it's a devastating blow to them, but it's just like ISIS is just like al-Qaeda. When bin Laden was killed, al-Qaeda didn't go away.
Right.
Neither will ISIS. In fact, just recently they chose a replacement for Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Probably it's just prudent decision, but it probably sensing that he was becoming the number one target of, mm-hmm, you know, the most wanted man in the whole world. And so they had actually identified his replacement. But they're not destroyed. This was a devastating blow, and it's a reminder that we don't know everything the president,
right,
knows, and we don't know how that impacted his decision in Syria. But what we do know is that when he made those decisions regarding Syria, he knew what he was doing, and he had information that we didn't have. And I think that this is going to be sent back. They're going to struggle now for a period of time, but they will not go away. Mm-hmm. We cannot think that this is the end of ISIS.
We're speaking with the Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, retired Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, 36-year Army vet, original member of Delta Force, and very familiar with the kind of protocols here. General, talk to me a little bit about how this was impacted or not impacted by the president's decision to pull troops back in Syria. And does this kind of prove, as my colleague Frank Morano was boasting about on Twitter over the weekend, that the president didn't need to pay attention to the supposed, quote, neocon voices in Washington that said we have to stay for a long time in these kind of entangled areas, that we can still be very lethal and very flexible in carrying out the overall mission of fighting terrorism without having a huge footprint on the ground?
Yeah, listen, I think that this is a good example of what counterterrorism looks like in the future in that part of the world. You have a base, you do a robust intelligence activity, and then you go specifically after individuals or organizations. You go after them specifically. So I think that this reinforces sort of what the president has been saying in terms of his future vision of what our activities over there ought to be. Now, I do think that it's important to understand that a lot of the criticism had everything to do with protecting two groups of people over there, really three, One was protecting Christians, because Northeast Syria is the home of the oldest Christian sect in the world, and they are Syriacs. And there was a great concern about what this was going to mean. Once the Turks came in and the Sunni Arabs in that area were unleashed to go after the Christians. So I think that's very important that we not forget that it was also about protecting Kurds, which many consider our allies, and then the Yazidis, to avert a human disaster. But look, the president, he had information that the rest of us did not have, and I think that he has played his hand very, very well on this.
All right. General, I know that it's a busy day for you. Thank you for sparing some time for us this morning here in New York.
Glad to be with you.
All right. So there it is, behind the scenes from a guy that that did it all those times. Let's get a check of we're not going to get a check of weather? I thought we were going to talk to
55
Mr. Olin. So we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back. It's more of the Joe Piscopo Show. I'm Kevin McCullough. She's Carol Markowitz. Stay with us on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Join me and the son of our president, Donald Trump Jr., on November the 1st at the next Dining Out Dialogues. We'll be at Bobby Vann's at Park Avenue from 3 to 6 p.m. Join us. Call Bobby Vann's for reservations today.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.08%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
I want to tell you about Connors and Sullivan, and, you know, I got the copy in front of me, and I'm supposed to tell you stuff, you know, about wills and trust, power of attorney, healthcare proxy, living will, estate plan. I could tell you how I went to see Mike Connors with my sordid, ridiculous life with a couple exes, a couple kids here and there, you know, where's the money going? So, but back to business, if indeed you have the problems that I had, and I didn't know where to go, and I went to my son Joey, my consigliere, the wartime consigliere. He got me to Connors and Sullivan. You can get a free seminar from Mike himself. Here, please. Monday, October 28th, Bocelli Restaurant, Highland Boulevard on Staten Island, 11 a.m., 3 p.m., 7 p.m. And then again on Tuesday, October 29th in Midtown, okay, in Manhattan, 3 West Club, that's 3 West 51st Street at 11 and 3. Mike does these for free. But if you can't make it, please call Lisa over there and Bridget's there and Kelly's there. The great team at Connors and Sullivan is standing by for you. You can get a free office appointment if you call 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. God bless Mike and Beth Connors. I'm telling you, great people. And Mike always says it best when he says, the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Glad you're with us. AM 970, The Answer. Good morning. Good morning. Joe Piscopo back with us at the top of the hour, live from Italy. Kevin McCullough, you're used to hearing me in the afternoons. It's normally go to work with Joe and go home with KMC, but today KMC is with Joe here in the mornings. And the far more preferred voice that you're hearing on the air with us these days, the rose amongst the thorn, all the thorns in the studio this morning, the lovely Carol Markowitz, the New York Post's one and only most important editorialist in the world. That's what I say she is. But pretty interesting stuff to discuss. And in the next hour, Mr. Mike Gallagher is going to join us. He's got a big show coming up, of course, 10 to 1 today here on AM 970. But we check in with Piscopo coming up next, and then we're still taking your calls, 877-970-2999. You got thoughts about Baghdadi. You got thoughts about civility. We may even roll in some interesting scenarios from the weekend and have a debate about men and women and some of the stuff that they see differently.
We're ready to argue.
And you want to take issue with Mr. Murano about his neocon comment.
I don't like that.
Maybe Joe can slip him on the air with us when he comes back. I'm not sure. We'll see what's going on. It's a big full morning. Arthur Idala with us tomorrow. It's going to be a lot of fun. Make sure you keep it here all morning long, every day, 6 to 10. The one, the only Joe Piscopo. And coming up next, a check of your news, and then right back here on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970 The Answer, and online at AM970TheAnswer.com.